Today is Halloween, a fitting time to speculate about just why it is that people see owls as so spooky. I'm often invited to speak or just appear at Halloween parties as long as I have Archimedes in tow. And of course, I'm asked to attend Harry Potter events wearing a witch's dress and calling myself Professor McGonagall. But again, the whole reason people ask me is because I'm one of the few people available who happens to have an education owl. But when I look at Archimedes, I see an inoffensive little bird, not the least bit scary or spooky, a bird who hasn't killed his own mice in 7 years, doesn't screech, and loves to have his head scratched like the sweetest house cat. And really, with those feather tufts sticking up on his head like ears and his yellow eyes, he rather looks like a cat, another animal associated with Halloween and spooky stories. The eyes of owls and cats are among the very keenest in the world, and although owl pupils don't close in slits the way cats do, the similarities between their eyes are striking. My own personal guess about why owls have those feather tufts on their heads in the first place is that they enhance an owl's cat-like appearance. A great horned owl weighs only 3 or at most 4 pounds, but is fully the size of a cat, weighing at least 3 times that. When a coyote or fox approaches a grounded owl, maybe one that's feasting on a large meal or just slow in taking off, that cat-like appearance may make the canine predator pause just long enough that the owl can get away. Even more than cats, every culture in the world has folklore and traditional stories about owls. Sometimes they're depicted like Disney owls, wise and wonderful and gentle with the other forest creatures. Sometimes they're depicted as evil harbingers of death, or as more benign messengers who carry the spirits of the dead from here to the spirit world. I can't even imagine associating Archimedes with death, but when I bring him to public appearances, I'm surprised at the people, not many, but usually at least a few, and virtually always adults, who find him startling and fearsome. Way back in 1894, W.J. Broderip wrote a pretty good explanation for why owls seem so scary. Their retired habits, the desolate places that are their favorite haunts, their hollow hootings, fearful shrieks, serpent-like hissings, and coffin-maker snappings have helped to give them a bad eminence. Of course, we human beings are supposed to be the most intelligent creatures on this little planet, and when it comes down to it, most of us really can think through our superstitions and see an owl as just an owl. Looking deep into Archimedes' eyes, it's easy enough to see that he's not a cat and won't cart off any of our spirits to any netherworlds. But despite all the things he's not, on Halloween or on any other day, one look into his eyes tells me that this is a bird with a mind and a spirit worth reckoning. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.